Hello, everybody. What an amazing, I was saying at lunchtime today, what an amazing collection of wisdom in this room. It's a pity there aren't more people to sort of enjoy that here, but it'll probably spread outside the room anyway. And the reason I decided to talk about the crone is because I'm a woman. Crones are women. And I'm 65 now, so I'm getting... I don't know what age you start being a crone, but I think it's about now. Or maybe I started 5 years ago. And as I said in my abstract, the Dalai Lama said in 2009 that Western women would save the world. Now, I think part of the reason he said that was because of the women he was surrounded by at that moment. And Mary Robinson was one of them. Mary Robinson is one of the Council of Elders who was brought together. The Council of Elders was brought together by Cilla Elworthy, one of the people who brought it together. I'm sure you know, a lot of you know Cilla Elworthy, an elder woman, if there ever was one, a very wise woman. And Cilla and Anne Baring, whom you may also know, as well as Richard Tarnas, have all written about the necessity for the balancing of masculine and feminine energies in the world. If we were going to survive much longer on this earth, then those energies need to be more balanced. Because in the last couple of thousand years, this swing has been far too far towards the masculine side. Let me get it clear, I'm not blaming men for this. I'm just saying that we've all gone in that direction. We've all gone in from the original myth of creation, of the goddess creation, where the goddess gave birth to humanity, to all the beings on the planet, to a creation myth, which is about that the man was the first creation, and woman was formed from a rib of the man, and the first woman, Lilith, who was a rebellious sort of a person, was sent away because she refused to lie under Adam. Now, then we had Eve, of course, who was a temptress, and we've been under suspicion ever since. So that is a view of women and of femininity, of the feminine, which we all have in us, as quite negative in ways. And we've all suffered under that, both women and men. So I believe that at this time, the earth is, they are what we need to do, as a couple of people have pointed out already today, particularly Anne. We're here now, and we have a task to, we have a calling now. Many of the people in this room will probably recognize this. We have a calling to participate consciously in the evolution on our planet right now, because otherwise we're going down the tubes quickly. So, and I think older women have a particular contribution to make in that. Maybe only thinking that because I'm getting older myself and I've got to have something to do. But anyway, I think the gifts we bring have got to do with those three stages of life for women. The maiden, the mother, and the crone. Now, I'm not a mother myself, but I think all women have that maternal aspect within ourselves. We have the capacity to give birth, and we may nurture other beings rather than our own biological children with that kind of energy. And as somebody, Anne, I think, pointed out as well, the mother love is used as the paradigm for universal love. In Buddhism, it's seen as the paradigm for universal love. So women who go through that stage of life being a mother, whether they actually have biological children themselves, expressing that energy, caring for others, being... some women get worn out in that whole process. They end up giving themselves away. And then when they get to the point that the children have fled the nest, or flung the nest, rather, sometimes it's fleeing, but it's also flown, then they can feel kind of bereft and wonder what their lives have been about. That is why I think that some women suffer a great deal at menopause, because they feel now... like, how, you know, what use am I? And this has very much got to do, I think, with the cult of youth, which has also been mentioned today. In the late 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, I blame America. Can't blame Trump because he wasn't around then. But at the beginning, late 19th century, early 20th century, you got this sort of celebration of youth, this cult of youth, so that aging became stigmatized. So as you got older, it didn't get a good rap. So didn't get good press. So we were presented with all these images of getting older instead of being in the Western world now, I'm talking about mainly here. So instead of, attaining greater status as you got older, and we're talking about Japan earlier, Elizabeth was talking about, that there is a respect for older people there, which I think in the West we have largely lost. And if you see some of the people in this room, you think, wow, how is that possible that respect for this amazing wisdom has sort of gone down the tubes? I think it is returning. But I think women in particular handle or relate to aging in a different way. We've often been told, and I actually heard somebody said this to me today at lunchtime, that we women become invisible once you're above 50. Germaine Greer wrote a book about the menopause called The Change, in which she said that several times, that as a woman you become invisible when you're 50. Nobody sort of sees you, or you walk into a restaurant, you sit at a table and nobody comes to serve you. Now, I have to say, this is not my experience. I thought Germaine was unnecessarily negative about it. But what she does say, and I think this is true, that experience of invisibility in a certain way, not being related to only for the way you look, it can be very confronting, because you may feel that you are invisible, but it releases you from this obsession about our outer appearance, which we women, let's be honest about it, can be quite obsessed about, especially when you're younger, because that is a lot of the way you are responded to, is the way you look. Whether you're fat or thin or whatever, this whole obsession again about weight, for instance. And as Elizabeth said as well, you just think, you stop giving a shit what other people think, basically. You'll think, well, I've got this far. I often, somebody else said to me, I'm not going to say what this birthday is, what my age is anymore. Well, personally, I think I'm happy to be 65. There are a lot of people who didn't make it this far, so I'm proud. And every birthday, I'm going to keep saying that as I go along. I hope it'll last a long time yet. But I think women often go through this. There is a freeing up that happens. There's a grieving process, perhaps, for the loss of youth. But there is a freeing up that occurs because of that. Then you get, literally you get, in that phase after menopause, the hormonal balances change, of course. So the estrogen levels fall. And what that means is that, and the testosterone level, women have testosterone, of course, as well. So we come more into balance in a certain way. We're less at the mercy of certain moods we might have when we're younger. And we are able, I think, to temper the maternal love, that part of our being as a woman. That added to that is a wisdom. And the maternal love gets extended beyond the family, beyond the tribe, to the greater world. So this is why, and because women, I think, generally are more connected to the earth in many ways. We have, and when we're younger, we have cycles. So you can't get away from that. Well, of course, there are attempts to get away from that. Like I wrote in an article which was published in the last SMN journal about using the pill to suppress our cycle. So but essentially, we can't get away from the fact that we are beings who are influenced by the moon. We are influenced by the cycles on the earth, and because of the capacity to give birth, we are also more connected in many ways to the planet. Are not so seduced by this ascendancy, the detachment from the body. I have my doubts about whether detaching from the body is a good thing. I don't know if I entirely agree with Beata that I think full occupancy, if I can put it that way, of the body is actually really important. Fully coming into our bodies. Okay, got 2 minutes. 2 minutes now. Fully coming into our bodies is really, really important because the planet, I feel, is our body too. And if we don't care for our bodies, we will not care for the planet. And I think women have a particular role to play in that. There's I don't know if you've seen about the Palestinian and the Israeli women who have been walking for peace, talking, sitting with each other in silence as well, talking together and walking. The women, I saw a piece about women in Mexico, in Charan is the name of the place. They ousted the gangsters in the village and the politicians because their village was being destroyed by loggers who were illegally logging and the water was being polluted. And these women decided they'd had enough of it. So they blocked the loggers, they blockaded the town, blocked the loggers. Some hotheads wanted to lynch a couple of the loggers. The women stopped it. And the end result was that they got rid of the politicians and the gangsters out of the town and saved the trees and the water. So I'm not saying men don't do this stuff. Of course they do. But I think we women, my call is to women, and especially us older women, because we are freed from a lot of the worries about what other people think of us, that we get together more and support each other in the power we have as older women, which is very much needed on the planet at the moment. That's it.